Forest didn't go for you today, but
no, Gavin. First half was good. It was competitive. We performed well at times. We could have snuck. I think we could have snuck a goal. I think there was an opportunity in the, you know, it's probably two opportunities where we had a bad pass. I think James Leonard received a bad pass, and it just, the chance went by us. And I think Alan chose to go for a point when there was probably another pass on inside. But listen, the first half was very, very positive. You know, it gave our little lads a lot of confidence, and we came out in the second half and we kicked the first score, and you know, we were comfortable. But then, you know, I felt, you know, I'd be very, very honest here, and I think the general consensus was that the Leitrim referee gave a fairly innocuous enough free or two to them to sort of breath them back into it and get control of the game again.
Was that a late change? Was that actually a goal or referee at the end?
That's what it was. You know, when you look for, it's a learning curve when you come to these sorts of situations, when you're coming from Sligo and the way it's officiated in Sligo, and we've no problem with that. It's less physical in Sligo, it's less hands on. Here it's more hands on. There's a lot of handing and pulling and dragging off the ball, which you see with Mayo at, you know, Ireland finals, and it seems to be less in these type of games. And our lads were well tuned in to try and sort of be able to do it, but you know, there was times when we did get our hands on and we were punished for it.
I felt myself that Liam Gohan was targeted.
He was targeted, and John Kelly was targeted, and there was a lot of pulling and dragging off the ball, and Liam got frustrated at the very, very end, because, you know, the linesmen here are running up and down the line. You know, we were listening to them, you know, saying about red, you know, the, you know, player in green, number 11 in green or number 12 in green, whatever it may be, is pulling and dragging. But the, you know, Castlebar seem to be saints in this setup, so I'm not blaming anyone like that in relation to Castlebar season campaigners. That's what you do to win a Connacht title. You hope that you get away with it. We didn't get away with it today. They got away with a certain amount of it, but they still had to kick scores, and they kicked some great scores. You know, Donny Kirby kicked a great one in the first half, kicked a winner there in the second half, and you know, that was a difference.
Neil Lugg's got a couple of good freezes,
great
it?
Freeze, they were brilliant freeze. Brian Egan kicked them in the first half, you know, he kicked them in the second half, and you know, that breeze is a little bit deceiving. So overall, we were very disappointed at the second half performance. I thought we'd be able to kick on, but it wasn't to be, and you know, we just have to go back now and build again and see where we can get.
I suppose when you, as you sit down over the next couple of weeks, you'll say to yourself, it's been a great season all the same, Dwayne.
Absolutely. It has been, the plan was to try and to win each game as it came. You know, we never mentioned back-to-back, even though everyone else was talking about it, we never mentioned it. And you know, it's a consequence of that. When you win one county title, you know, the following year, it's talked about, and we had a good enough squad, and our squad did perform, and we were lucky that, you know, that they stuck together, and that we were able to deal with the injuries that came our way, and the panel of players that we have is a good bunch of guys, and we just hope that they can stay together and build and learn from today. And you know, if we can get another year like this, another year next year like we did this year, we might.
Talk won't be two in a row, it'll be three in a row.
Well, it won't be us talking about it, it'll be ye and everybody else, because we won't mention it at all, because the reality is that it's a new year next year. It'll be football will be different, I suppose, of the way the structures are at inter-county level. So, you know, they can run the championship off very, very, very quickly, and it could suit other teams rather than us. So we just have to wait and see, and there'll be a lot of football played between now and for the start of next year's championship, that's for sure.
But you have to, when you sit down and look at what you won this year, the Leo Kenny Cup, the county championship, and the league as well, it's been a very good campaign.
Well, I tell you what, I would give you the Leo Kenny Cup and the league to have won here today, and that's been straight and honest with you, because the reality is that, you know, they all are lovely and it's great for momentum and it's great for challenge games and all that type of thing, but the reality is that we need to be able to come up here to Castlebar and match them, you know, stride for stride until the last minute of the game, and hope that you're in a position to win it. And you know, we didn't. We fell away, and once they got the goal, our heads went down a little bit. But you know, they fought to the very, very end. I suppose saying that, they fought. We kicked the last score, and we probably, you know, worked a goal chance here. John Quinn had a goal chance. So I give all of those Leo Kenny Cups and the League up, no doubt, to Eric Kiernan Cup, whatever we had won to have won here today.
Just finally, I mean, the more you play the likes of Castlebar, it's only going to make the team better as well going forward.
Well, yeah, but you know, losing to Castlebar takes the wind out of your sails and becomes a psychological thing. And you know, Castlebar 10 years ago wasn't winning a whole lot, and they got a group of fellas together and made themselves extremely competitive, extremely strong. And we have to try and do the same thing. We have to get that group of fellas. We have to get the likes of Conor Martin. Liam Gohan and these fellas to come in now and really, really take on and support the likes of Ado McIntyre and Stephen Henry and John Quinn. And, you know, these fellas have to really, you know, kick on and make an impression, because, you know, to be an established team, we have to try and find and dig our way back to this point again this time next year. And that's going to take a lot of work and huge effort from a lot of lads in there, but we just have to wait and see how next year comes.